This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Oh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
Steve off on this Friday. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. SteveGruber.com, at Steve Gruber Show on Twitter. And you can also reach me on Twitter as well, at Scott Bertram, 888-900-9966, the phone number. I, if you don't know me, am the general manager of the student radio station here at Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan, where we had a whole lot of snow this past weekend. We had a very thin band of heavy snow. We ended up getting 10-plus inches of snow, which would have been fine, except we were supposed to drive up to Battle Creek to see Cheap Trick in concert, one of my favorite bands. And they're from Rockford, where my wife is from, so, you know, we have a little connection there. But we were just were not going to get out. 10 inches of snow on the day of the concert. So instead, we stayed home, and my parents came into town. They were going to watch the kids while we were gone. And so we just we stuck around and shoveled our way out and snowblowed our way out and missed the show. Oh, well, it's okay. But, yeah, we had a bunch of snow. Now it's melting away with temps in the 40s yesterday down here in the southern part of Michigan. So, yeah, I'm the general manager of the station. I lecture in journalism, teach about radio and broadcasting and communications here at the college. I also co-host a podcast, which I mentioned last hour, called Political Beats for National Review. Find us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play. New episodes on Mondays. This week's episode that is out is actually my boss, so I had to be nice to him, John J. Miller, and we talk about the Police, the band. And next week, we just taped this episode yesterday, AC/DC is our featured band on Political Beats, where we talk with people who are in politics, around politics, covering politics, analyzing politics about music, not about anything political. It's a little change of pace, and we invite you to listen. NationalReview.com. Click on podcasts, and you'll find a link to all of NR's podcasts, including Political Beats, which is the one that I co-host. What do we know this morning on the awful Parkland school shooting? The New York Times story here. Before he was hauled into a jailhouse hearing room on Thursday, head bowed and shackled at the wrists and ankles, Nicholas Cruz had been causing trouble as long as anyone here could remember. Warning signs, red flags all over the place. Neighbors said patrol cars were regularly in his mother's driveway. More recently, Mr. Cruz, 19, had been expelled from his high school. He posted pictures of weapons and dead animals on social media. Almost immediately after Mr. Cruz turned up at the high school on Wednesday, the disconnected shards of a difficult life began to come together, so says the New York Times. Students and neighbors traded stories of their experiences with him and wondered if anything could have been done. Some stories fell within the bands of typical teenage mischief-making, but others, including a comment on YouTube Mr. Cruz may have posted last year, and by may have posted, it's actually under his real name, saying he wished to be a professional school shooter. Comment reported to the FBI by someone who did not know Mr. Cruz. The agency said Thursday it had been unable to determine who had posted it, although, again, it was posted under his actual name. 17 counts of premeditated murder is what Cruz has been booked on. He confessed to the shootings, according to an arrest affidavit. Appeared via a jailhouse video hookup for his first court appearance on Thursday. The judge asked him whether he understood his circumstances. Yes, ma'am, he whispered. The names of all 17 victims released on Thursday. You can find bios. You should give them the time to read about these people who were massacred at the high school. President Trump speaking yesterday for the first time on the Florida school shooting, a portion of President Trump's remarks here.
Our entire nation, with one heavy heart, is praying for the victims and their families. To every parent, teacher, and child who is hurting so badly, we are here for you, whatever you need, whatever we can do to ease your pain. We are all joined together as one American family, and your suffering is our burden also. No child, no teacher should ever be in danger in an American school. No parent should ever have to fear for their sons and daughters when they kiss them goodbye in the morning. Each person who was stolen from us yesterday had a full life ahead of them, a life filled with wondrous beauty and unlimited potential and promise. Each one had dreams to pursue, love to give, and talents to share with the world. And each one had a family to whom they meant everything in the world. Today we mourn for all of those who lost their lives. We comfort the grieving and the wounded. And we hurt for the entire community of Parkland, Florida, that is now in shock and pain and searching for answers.
There's President Trump yesterday talking about the Parkland school shooting. Don't have time to get into it here in this segment. We will next hour, I promise. Perhaps you have heard this talking point, this number. There have been 18 school shootings already in 2018. 18 already in 2018. In 1.5 months, 18 school shootings. It's unbelievable. Now, one is too many. Let's be clear about that. But the 18 number is a lie. It is flat out wrong. And anyone using that number, like Jimmy Kimmel last night, is not serious about the issue. I will get into this. Even the Washington Post forced to acknowledge that there have not been 18 school shootings in 2018. That number is flat wrong. It's a lie, says the Washington Post, and of course others who have looked at it. We'll get to that in the next hour. The other thing you hear, of course, now is Republicans are cowards. They fear the NRA, and they're bought off by the NRA. That's why they won't ban assault weapons or ban and confiscate all guns or whatever the prescription is these days. What's not talked about a lot is the NRA does not actually give a ton of money when compared to other organizations. For example, Rob Portman of Ohio. Rob Portman has received from the NRA $3 million over the past 30 years. $3 million over 30 years. That total in 30 years is about 10% of what he raised for just his 2016 re-election fight. And so I guess the argument goes, if he hadn't raised that relatively small amount of money over 30 years, he might vote to ban guns or assault weapons. The power of the NRA comes from its members who are advocates and who vote and who are politically active, not from cash being thrown around at politicians like some other organizations. Scott Bertram in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show.